name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saints Paul Miki and his companions. These are the martyrs of Japan. And when we think about Japan, we usually don't think about Christianity or Catholicism at all. And yet, Japan was very nearly the second Christian country in Asia, the first of which would have been and is the Philippines. But Japan almost became Christian. You know, when the Portuguese and Spanish traders reached the Far East, namely, you know, Vietnam and Japan and China, they brought the faith with them, and the faith was enthusiastically received. In fact, St. Francis Xavier, on his way to China, stopped in Japan and helped spread the faith there. And things were going rather swimmingly until Hideyoshi Tokugawa, who was the shogun or the warlord, you know, they still had the emperor, but the shogun was the guy who was really in charge until about 1870 in Japan. Then they overthrow the shogun, and the emperor was back in charge. But he decided that Japan would be closed to all foreign influence, and this included restricting any foreign contact to a Dutch trading post. That was it. And the extermination of Christianity. You know, being a Christian was a death sentence, and there was a great rebellion in the southern islands, but almost succeeded. And if it had succeeded, Japan would probably be a Catholic country today. But it didn't. And many of our Christian brothers and sisters died for the faith, and others were driven underground. So much so that after Admiral Perry opened Japan to foreign trade in the mid-1800s, and Catholic missionaries came there once again, they found descendants of those Christians, people who had kept the faith, with no clergy, with no religion. They only had two sacraments that they were able to have, baptism and marriage. All of the other sacraments were unavailable to them because they had no priests. And they didn't come and greet the missionaries right at first because they wanted to make sure they weren't heretics. So that the priests, before they had died and been expelled, had taught them certain questions to ask. Who is the leader of the church on earth? The Bishop of Rome, the Pope. Do you honor the Blessed Virgin Mary? Do your priests marry? And these were the questions that they asked the Catholic missionaries. And lo and behold, once they got the right answers, the missionaries found that they already had a flock waiting for them in Japan. Now, it was a small flock, and Catholicism is still maybe 1 or 2% of the Japanese population. And it has suffered since then. You know, when they dropped the bombs on Japan, they dropped them on the two Catholic centers of Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Not deliberately, but you know, that's how it worked out. The devil kind of does stuff like that. And yet there were miraculous survivals of both churches and Catholic Japanese, even in the bombings. And the faith is still waiting there. It's small, but we pray that one day the faith will grow exponentially in Japan, and Japan will be the Christian country that it was called to be. And even now, the faith is still held in very high regard in Japan, even though many, you know, most Japanese are not Catholic or even Christian. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.